classroom pledge this week comes from Ms. Fauché Charpel's third grade class at Audubon Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
News is brought to you by Avista Utilities. Kevin is on his way back from his little TV appearance this morning, and Steve's got the news. Also, Secret Sound in about 20 minutes, $448.
Ooh, it's bigger than 406.
That is. Good math.
Thank you. So, Jay, this is an interesting thing. You know Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And lots of people order from them. This is probably, I would think, the first time that this has happened on Uber Eats. A woman ordered McDonald's the other day and I guess wanted a Big Mac, like you do.
Okay.
And instead of the sandwich, she got an empty box.
Uh-oh.
Apparently what happened, there was some sort of glitch in the system and it deselected every ingredient.
Oh, weird.
So you see the box completely empty, attached with the receipt, and it has all eight ingredients removed. No Big Mac sauce, no regular onions, no pickles, no salt, pepper seasoning, no cheese, no lettuce, no meat patty, no bun.
That's hilarious.
Nothing. And what's funny, though, is someone commented on this. I guess it was posted on, like, Reddit or something.
Sure.
And they go, well, technically, you should have still gotten one beef patty because there's two on the sandwich.
Ooh, because it only deselected one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they got a point.
That's crazy.
But also really funny. A similar situation actually happened to a friend of mine.
They got an empty box?
No. They went to, I don't know, some fast food restaurant, and someone, whoever was making the sandwich, completely forgot the burger. So it was just...
just all the fixings and the bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they opened and was like, oh.
What's your recourse there? I mean, what do you do? How do you fix that?
I mean...
do you call the restaurant or do you call the delivery service? How do you... I mean, what do you do there?
Oh, in this Uber Eats situation?
Yeah, what's the recourse of getting it fixed?
You laugh?
I mean, you say, congrats, you got ripped off. Well done.
Yeah, I mean,
there's got to be something you can do.
Nope, nothing you can do.
All right, nothing you can do about it. All right, well, enjoy.
I mean, I guess it just happens. I mean, mistakes happen on the... you know, Uber Eats all the time, I guess.
I would imagine they probably do. That's probably why they have some sort of system set up for fixing their faux pas.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very big one, though.
Yeah, no food? Yeah, that's a big one.
Well, at least they got the box.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Like, who's sending that out?
This feels a little light.
I mean, you know, aren't they not a little suspicious, wondering why someone's paying for the food but not getting the food?
Yeah.
The person who's making it's probably like, wait, that's got to be a mistake.
Yeah, what does it say? It says here in the article, leaving the McDonald's staff no choice but to give her what she ordered.
Huh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean.
And there's no, like, can you call? Like, if you're the McDonald's, and I know this would be way above and beyond. Let's say you're the McDonald's and you get that order and you're like, well, that's obviously wrong. Is there a way to contact the person who made the order?
I would assume so.
From their side? Or do you just go, I don't care, whatever. That's what they said they wanted. Here's an empty box. Enjoy. here's the receipt. You're an idiot.
Story number two.
It's what you wanted.
Yeah, it's what you said.
Yeah. Oh, Jay, are you ready for a gross story?
Gross?
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. You seem very excited about
it. Well, it's gross. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So a pair of newlyweds recently received a gross wedding gift from a friend. Maybe not a friend anymore. You want to hear what it is?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. It's a paperweight.
All right.
Made of glued toenails.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently.
That's so sick.
Apparently this guy is a prankster.
How long were they working on that?
A while, I guess, because... this guy apparently was friends with the groom in college and said that he always left his clipped toenails
all over the
dorm.
It's actually funny. I mean, it is funny.
Yeah. Well, here's where it gets real interesting, though, is he goes, you know, I've been doing it for a very long time since you guys have been dating, blah, blah, blah. I also added some of my own to form the brick structure.
Wait, what? So he was getting... Where were the other ones coming from?
Well, the other from the
group. From him?
Yeah.
Like he had saved them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So not only from the groom, but from the guy who was giving the gift as well.
Okay, that made it extra sick now. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Glad I could add the details.
And also, my daughter doesn't get married till August. That gives me 4 full months.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You're going to be judged.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was one of the other promo techs.
Yeah, that's not going to help you.
Kevin James.
I thought you were Anthony. You know, the bald guy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Sir, can I help you?
Me?
I mean, can I help you with something?
Yeah. My mouth, I have cotton mouth. It's like... I've been running around since 4 a.m.
Yeah.
For some reason, there was no water at the hotel. I didn't...
Oh, they shut their water off? They
should
pay the
bill. I
didn't
bother anybody. I didn't ask anybody. I just powered through because everybody else is powering through.
Power through, man.
And I was like, oh, man, I need something to drink really
bad.
At one point, I almost sent Jacob to go get something to drink, and then I thought, no, he's not.
Comes back with a gin and tonic.
That'd be
helpful. But then my man, producer Steve...
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Kevin, I'll have some water for you when you get back. And now here I am back.
Hold on.
Here I am back. And basically seconds away from drinking hand sanitizer. So parched.
What? Well.
So parched.
What do you
so
have?
Did he
open this for you? Oh, he even opened the bottle of water. This
pour
is
it
re-
in my mouth.
Do it. Pour it all over him. Pour it all. Wait. And if there's no video, it didn't happen.
Since 4 a.m., Steve.
You got such a nice outfit.
Pour it on it.
In my mouth. Pour it in my outfit. Pour it in my mouth, bro.
Use the other hand.
The other hand? My left hand?
Yes, it's the angle.
Do it.
Pour it. Higher.
Not on my nose. Oh, yeah. I feel like a new man. I'm ready to go. Okay. Let's do the show, guys. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, he really got that one.
He was so
nervous. I've never seen anybody worse at pouring.
I've never seen anybody more nervous about pouring. You'd have been drenched if that was me. Wow. Well, you better know?
Yeah, right up my nose.
I imagine.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared.
All right. Let's get to the listener letter here. Then we got the secret sound here in just a couple of minutes. So... hang on for your chance to play for the secret sound, $448.
Yeah, there was lots of yelling.
There was a lot of yelling. Who's reading it? You or Kevin?
Well, Kevin's back, but I can read it.
Go for it. He's still drinking.
Yeah.
After my mess up.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. My best friend and I have children who are the same age. She has 4 kids. I have 1. Our children who are the same age are in the same elementary school class. Throughout the year, we have both been involved and helped with things like dances, choir concerts, fundraisers, all that good stuff. I'll admit that I have done a lot more than her since I have 1 kid, meaning there's like no overlapping activities. She might be a little jealous. Apparently, her elementary school child really wants her to chaperone a field trip that I signed up for weeks ago. Her kid is saying that she won't go without her. Unfortunately, my friend was late on signing up. The teacher says there's no room for her and he can't make an exception. My friend asked if I would let her take my spot on the trip, and I said no. My kid wants me to go too, and it's not my problem. You snooze, you lose. Now my BFF is mad at me. Am I being rude? Any thoughts on what, if anything, I should do here? That's from Katie.
509-441-0999. Wait, the mother of 4 was late signing up for a field trip?
Huh.
That's weird.
That's a mom that's either on it 3 months in advance because she has to be so organized with 4 kids.
Yep.
Or you're right, Jay.
That's so easy to happen.
Like, oh, man, I didn't get that done.
I don't think you're being rude. Your child wants you to go too. And you're not rude unless you said... It's not my problem. You snooze, you lose. If you said that
to
her,
thank you, Jay. That's
then,
what I was going to say.
Then maybe you could have,
I don't know. Maybe she said that to her.
If she did say that, I think I would choose my words better.
Yeah.
If you want to keep friends.
I don't don't know where I heard someone say this, but I'm going to apply it to this situation.
Okay, all right.
Will it matter a year from now?
Yeah, that is a great overlook and, you know, the philosophy of, and the big picture.
Either way, right? Yeah. Like, if you were to let her go or you go. Now, again, don't be a snotty little, you snooze, you lose, BFF.
that one's kind of bad.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that's
going to
work.
I mean, if you just said it in the listener letter, like you're trying to be funny, I get it. But if you actually said that to the person, that's going to be offensive, yeah.
Right, I could see that, yeah.
Now, I also want to know how often Mama 4 gets to go do things with this kid.
No, that's a legitimate.
You know, one of those where mm-hmm. this kid feels left out, whatever. You know, I'm going to be a sucker for the kid. I'm going to be like, all right, you know, yeah, you go.
Sure.
My kid, I get to go to all the stuff with my kid. That would play into it for me.
There's a lot of ways you could do it. I mean, you could always, the one with one child could easily say to that child, oh, you know what? You know, Julie and her son, they don't get to do a lot. So do you care? And then, you know, or you could work it. So even if they do care, you could say, we're going to take the high road here and let them go. You know, you could work it if you really wanted
to. That's true.
But then again, who knows how often the one with only one child gets to go. So, you know, it's kind of one of those deals.
It is.
Is it going to matter in a year?
You know what I would do?
Kevin, is it going to matter in a week?
It's not going to matter in...
Except to the moms.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, moms it will. I was going to say that. I don't... Are they single? They didn't say that, did they?
The moms? I don't think so.
No. Well, ask the husband, see what they think.
Oh.
Okay, that's hilarious. All right, let's do the secret sound. I'll answer for them. Huh? Let's do the secret sound right here. It's $448.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Kevin, how are you feeling? And I'll be like, I am tired.
If you don't say that, you owe me $20.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Steve, are you in? If he doesn't say it, he owes you $20. Again, you don't have to put up any money.
Oh, sure.
Kevin James.
It's the best kind of bet, by the way. If you don't do that, you owe me money. Okay.
Yeah. Heads I win, tails you lose.
That's exactly right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, I'm glad you got back okay, Kevin, after doing your little TV stint today. Now you have to kind of slum it with the radio guys.
I know. Back here with the radio guys, I wish I could get this outfit off real quick and get back into shorts and a t-shirt.
Especially after now it's all wet.
Yeah, after
it feels good, Steve.
Water.
The water that you dumped on me feels very good, very refreshing.
Nice. Sorry about that. Yeah. I got it all over you.
Yeah, it's good. It's all good. Except for the part that went up his nose, everything else is pretty much fine.
It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Guys, the sound is a secret. Don't know if you know that.
Until somebody gets it.
That's correct. Hi, Laura.
I feel like we're getting close.
Laura, how are you? Doing well?
I'm doing great.
Okay, I'm excited for you, Laura. It's a lot of money. Laura, what's the most amount of money you think you've ever won?
I think I won $500 once on a lottery ticket.
Nice. Okay. Wow, that's very, very good. Well, we're almost there. Let's check our current value of the secret sound.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is
$448.
Wait.
Yeah, that would not be a bad little win for you.
No.
Have you kind of been figuring out your guess as you go along here?
Well, you know, I have to be honest. I haven't listened in a while. My work schedule's been a conflict, but I'm trying.
That doggone work thing is such a pain sometimes.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's okay. Let's see what we can come up with. Let's see if we can figure out what it is for $448. Let's give a listen.
Here's the secret sound.
Listen carefully. All right. Laura, for $448, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
It sounds like a trash can lid.
A trash can lid. Mm. Is it a trash can lid? Oh, dang it. But you know what? We're going to qualify you for a $100 gift card, and the jackpot will grow. So hopefully the next time you get through and play, it'll be... You know, even more. Obviously, it will be.
Okay.
All right, Laura. Thank you so much for playing. Appreciate the call. We'll qualify you for that $100 gift card.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
So it's progressive, Kevin, so it gets bigger every time somebody misses.
I understand how this works, and I like it.
$455.
$455.
Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always, remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
You know, we've got those Cody Johnson tickets to give away. Could we just give some of those away right now, too?
Oh, we sure could, Jay.
Do you want to just play another game, a different game?
Oh, man, could we?
I know, there's a lot of games. Just throwing games one after the other, after the other, after the other. Cody Johnson's show is a week from tomorrow at the arena. Or as some people like to say, the Justin Moore show.
You know what? That is funny. Our buddy Rick told me that. He said, I haven't won my tickets yet for the Justin Moore show. And it really threw me for a loop. And I was like, wait, where's Justin Moore?
Right.
And he's like, with Cody Johnson, you dummy. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's a great, great concert. So if you'd like to go to that one, what's the name of the game we're going to play?
Today is Listener Smart Bottom.
All right, 509-441-0999. Just grab any old caller there, Steve, and we'll just jump into a listener smart bottom. You can just line up the first one. I'll take the rest of them. And, Kevin, you want to explain the game here real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a clue. And as you get a clue, you can then take a guess as to what it is. But, you know, it's a little tough at first, but as we go on, hopefully you'll figure out what it
is. You're going to let the first person have... two clues, I'm guessing, correct? I mean, you always feel bad for the first person
maybe,
through.
Maybe, Jay.
Just depends. Yeah, just depends. Does it depend on who it is?
That could be.
Let's play Smart Bottom.
Hi, Rick.
I'm only getting one hint, apparently.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Yeah, you sure are, buddy.
Oh, there's so much love between you guys, Rick.
Okay, Rick, here's your first clue on the listener smart bottom.
Here's your only clue, Rick.
I go back to 13th century Mongolia.
Whoa.
What do you think, Rick?
Don't you guys usually say a smart bottom is a person, place, or thing?
I usually do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a thing, Rick. My bad. You know what? That is very fair. Even you should be told that. Yeah.
Well, shouldn't I get my second clue for actually being knowledgeable?
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. He is working it today, man.
Wow.
He wants to see Justin Moore.
He really does.
He really does.
Yeah.
The Western United States adopted me next.
Now I pretty much know.
I don't know. I know printing press. I don't know.
Printing press, okay.
Printing press is incorrect. Yeah. That is a thing, though. Good job, Rick.
All right, see you, Rick.
You seem very happy about saying incorrect,
You
Kevin.
Did. I do. Yeah, maybe too much. Uh-huh. Hi, Jay and Kevin Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Amanda.
I'm sorry?
Amanda.
Amanda. Okay, Amanda. All right, Kevin, clue number three.
Often used in hot and sunny climates.
Say that again.
I'm often used in hot and sunny climates.
3 seconds, Amanda.
I don't know.
I don't know? Kevin, is it I don't know?
It is not I don't know.
Oh, dang it, Amanda. Thank you for playing. 509-441-0999. We're playing for Cody Johnson tickets. It's a very big deal today. Whew. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show. Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
Josh.
Josh, Kevin.
I have many... different styles.
A tick.
What'd you say?
A tick.
Anybody?
I still didn't hear him.
I heard kit?
Chairs?
A tent?
A tent.
Oh.
A tent. Kevin, is it a tent?
It is not a tent.
Not a tent.
Oh. Let's play Smart Bottom.
I don't know how you guys couldn't hear me. Said, oops. Was perfect. Come on, you guys. Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. What's your name?
It's Phil.
Hi, Phil.
All right, Phil, how do you like this one? In 1865, The popular model was called the Boss of the Plains.
Whoa.
Well, 1860. A fan.
That's not it. I'm sorry.
You're not the boss of the planes, apparently, Phil. 509-441-0999. Cody Johnson, tickets are at stake here. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi.
What's your name?
John.
John. Jay, Kevin, can you recap them real quick for me?
John, here we go. Actually, Jay, I can't.
Okay.
I don't know why I deleted them as I was reading them.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're the worst at running the game.
I don't know. I was like, I'm going to go back to them. I don't know why I did that, Jay, because I had a lot of clues on the piece of paper, and I just was deleting them on my phone.
I think I can try to remember.
I think I can help.
13th century Mongolian invention.
Traces back to the 13th century Mongolia.
Then adopted in the Western
United States.
Uh-huh. Use it where it's hot.
Hot.
Many
and
different
sunny
styles.
Climates, many different styles.
1865. It was like something called the Boss of the Plains.
The Boss of the Plains was the most popular model.
Man, 1 point me. John, here we go with the next clue.
You get like 7 points, Jay.
Thank you.
Stetson makes a lot of me.
Oh, that kind of threw me off.
What do you think, John?
Let's try a hat.
A what?
Like a hat.
He said, let's try a hat.
I'm going to need you to be more specific,
please. John.
Like a cowboy hat.
Like a cowboy hat. Like you'll see on Cody Johnson's head.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to his concert next Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. You got it, John.
John was like...
I was going to guess sundial, so you said that. That's
me off. Like a sundial. By the way, you will just, so everybody's clear, you will not see a sundial on Cody Johnson's head
next
Friday night.
No.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe.
No chance.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know what?
Don't say you won't, for sure.
It is funny because you kind of forget that a hat was originally made for a purpose. Keep sun,
yeah. Well, for sure,
out of your eyes.
Yeah,
like, yeah, you just kind of now they
off
just
your
look
face,
cool, right?
You know, in the rain and all the rest of that. John, congratulations, Cody Johnson tickets for you. Okay, buddy.
Thank you. It's great.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Mike Tyson audio. It sounds like an alien.
Or like animals fighting or something.
Kevin James.
You know what it kind of sounds like? A little bit?
What's that?
You know when you hold your cheeks and you go... Kind of sounds like that.
Do it again.
Same.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Email this time around brought to you by Amco AAMCO. Got a couple of emails here. I don't know if you have any over there, Kevin, as well. But
We always have an email here or there.
What do you think the odds are? This is from Randy. What do you think the odds are that Steve throws something close to a strike tonight at the Indians game? What do you think the odds are, Kevin?
Well, boy, the odds. I'd say like 150-1.
It's tough that he will throw
so
a strike.
If I placed a dollar bet,
uh-huh,
and he actually threw a strike, I would get $150.
Oh, wow.
So those you're confident
pretty,
in me.
Those are pretty far odds.
They are. I'm going to say that's 70-30. I think he's going to have a great chance of throwing a strike.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's taking it very seriously. You underestimate his athleticism.
How far is the mound?
Well, 60 feet. I mean,
I'm very nervous, though, Jay. So that's going to play a role.
You could step in front of the rubber if you wanted to.
I think Anthony was telling me the other day.
Sometimes they stand in front of the mound itself.
Yeah, he was telling me the other day, our fine promotions leader, that you do stand more like 50 feet away.
Okay, well, there you go. See?
Oh, no problem then. Listen, the only thing I'm going to say, Steve, and I don't mean this in a mean way at all.
Okay.
But... you just had trouble pouring water into my mouth.
Well, he was just nervous he was going to make a mess.
So he won't be nervous at the game then.
We've got email.
I don't know.
We've got email.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I can't help it. It's just constant.
Yeah, I understand. I think he was probably more nervous about pouring water into your mouth from a water bottle than he will be throwing a pitch. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Also, there's expensive equipment all over the place.
In here? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin's sport coat, for instance.
Sure, yeah.
Kevin?
Okay, this one comes from Mary. She says, guys, I think I've heard right that Steve does not have a pet. However, to me, it seems like he's a perfect dog owner. He spends a lot of time at home.
Mm-hmm.
But it would also get him out and about where I feel like he would meet a lot of people a dog.
Very true.
Would producer Steve consider getting a pet?
Maybe a goldfish.
Does producer Steve's apartment allow dogs?
Oh, my neighbors definitely do have dogs.
Okay, so you probably have to pay a fee, but you can have one.
I believe, well, unless they're hiding them.
Well, probably not very well, since you know about it.
Based on the noise, I would say no.
Yeah, I feel like most apartments allow, you know, pets. They have some limitations with it or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
Steve.
Yeah, I think there's like a fee or something, yeah.
You're just not a dog lover necessarily, or you just don't want the hassle of owning one?
No, I mean, I like dogs. I don't know if, and I had one growing up, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, kind of. You either have a dog or you don't. I don't.
Well, it was late growing up. So
okay,
it wasn't
I understand. You're a teenager, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
You weren't interested.
Well, no, I mean, I liked having a dog. It was just, the responsibility factor probably is, and I don't know, not around all the time. Plus, I'm waking up early, then the dog's up. Dog's making noise.
Sounds like a lot of excuses.
It does.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I need you to commit right now, Steve, and I need an answer. Do you like dogs?
I do.
Are you the kind of guy, if you're out for a walk and you see a dog, you say something to the dog or go, oh, can I pet him? And then get down and go,
oh geez,
what's
don't
up,
do
little
that.
Guy? You're so cute. You're so cute.
Maybe. I don't know. I was scared of dogs as a kid, like as a smaller child, and I've grown out of that fear.
You were afraid of something?
I know. Shocking.
That I don't believe for 1 second.
Yeah. I like dogs now.
We've got email. And I'll say, don't give in to the pressure, Steve, because people wanted me to get a dog when I was single after my divorce, and I just put it off, and I put it off, and then I'm glad I never did, because it would be a nightmare for me.
Yeah, well, now you got a son and a granddaughter.
I did, which maybe I get a dog. I love you guys, if you're listening.
I think you should get your granddaughter a dog, Kevin. I think that would add to the fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
A puppy.
Mm-hmm.
She would love it.
Christine says, we used the barbecue this past weekend. Our friend's husband says he always eats at least 4 hot dogs. And he says that's normal. Is that normal?
If you're not eating any... No, I don't think it's normal.
4 is quite a bit.
But I don't find it to be completely ludicrous.
Yeah, it's not like, I'm going to eat 8 every time I eat. If I eat 1, I eat 8. Well, obviously that seems silly, but...
Right.
4 might be right on the cusp of...
In how long of a time are we talking?
Well, it sounds like it's just like at that meal, whatever that meal might be. You know, I'm going to, hey, we're going to have dinner. We're going to cook out. How many hot dogs do you want? You know, it's typical you ask. Someone says, I'll take two. I take 4. 4? Yeah, I always eat 4.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's normal at all to eat 4, but I could certainly do it if that's all I'm eating. It's just hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that for sure. If it's not like there's any sort of, you know, potato salad or any salad or, you know.
Yeah.
Jello, for crying out loud.
Or you're not having hamburgers? I mean, like, yeah, I'll eat 4 hot dogs, sure.
Well, yeah, that's the other part. Plus, anybody just cook hot dogs?
If I'm just doing hot dogs, I do.
You actually have done that? Where you have just literally only cooked hot dogs?
Yeah, like I don't even have hamburgers or whatever, wow, but I have hot dogs, and I'm like, I kind of want to grill those.
I see.
So I'll just throw them on the grill, do it up real quick, and that's that.
How many, and you would have 4 at that moment? Yeah, because I really
I'm not having buns with 4 of them.
You're just going to eat them?
I'm going to do like 2, maybe 3 with a bun, but for sure 1 just by itself.
Non-cooked?
No, I mean, I would do that.
I know you would. That's why I asked.
I've done that lots of times.
That's why I asked. I can almost imagine you putting them on there. It's like you and your son and your granddaughter, and you're like, oh, we're going to have hot dogs. And then while you're sitting there cooking them, you just grab one out of the package and eat it.
Oh, yeah. Many times I've done that. Many, many times. Especially if you have a piece of cheese to wrap around it.
Ooh. Coyote Country.